Okay, this next story involves millions of dollars, illicit drugs, and a would-be assassin, as well as some trading on the internet in a shadowy online marketplace known as the Silk Road. This week, federal authorities shut down that site and arrested the man they say is its mastermind. NPR's Elise Hugh reports.
You have to be a sophisticated user to get there, but there's an underground or hidden internet called Tor that's only reachable when using anonymizing software. That's where you could find the Silk Road, what authorities call the largest online marketplace for illicit stuff. Users bought and sold everything from fake IDs to guns and drugs.
Kind of earned a reputation as the eBay of drugs.
Brian Krebs is a cybersecurity researcher and former reporter for The Washington Post.
I think for a lot of people that's shocking that you could, you know, with a few clicks, have heroin sent to your door. I don't think it's a good idea, but that's the reality of the internet that we live with today.
On the Silk Road site, users could rely on the online currency Bitcoin to make their purchases. But if you try to reach the Silk Road today, you'll get a message from the Fed saying the hidden site's been seized.
It really was, you know, a marketplace. And what the FBI has done, if they have taken an invisible marketplace and they've made it visible.
Mary Galligan is the former special agent in charge of cybercrime in the FBI's New York office.
Right now, there are a lot of people around the world saying, what did I do? What did I do on the Tor server? Especially if I did illegal activity, and who knows about it? So it's really a significant technical achievement by the U.S. government and the FBI.
FBI agents arrested 29-year-old Ross Ulbricht, who went by the alias Dread Pirate Roberts. Since being outed, we've learned he's a University of Texas grad who lived in San Francisco and called himself an entrepreneur. The FBI says he ran Silk Road for more than 2 years. He's now in custody, charged with money laundering, computer hacking, and drug trafficking. And court documents show he was involved in an even crazier plot.
One of the services that's available on the Silk Road was hitmen, you know.
Wait a second, Brian. Hitmen?
Hitmen, yes. Hire somebody to take out a rival, right?
Prosecutors say Ulbricht tried to do exactly that. Hire an assassin for the Bitcoin equivalent of $150,000.
People tend to think that the internet is very different from real life. It really just reflects what's going on in real life. And in this case, with the Silk Road, at least, you have a lot of overlap between real life and the internet.
In this case, there's no evidence an actual killing took place. But once this Silk Road mastermind's identity was revealed, so were his social media tracks. It turns out Ulbricht even made a recording with NPR partner StoryCorps, in which he talked about his immortality.
I think I might live forever in some form by that time. I mean, technology is changing so fast.
Even if he doesn't live forever, his notoriety could outlast him. Fed seized nearly $4 million worth of Bitcoin in shutting down the Silk Road site. They say it's the largest Bitcoin seizure to date. Elise Hugh, NPR News, Washington.